very good evening, Zimbabwe. This is Studio 7 Live Talk coming to you live from the Voice of America in Washington. Welcome to the Women's Roundtable, where we speak about issues affecting women this Thursday, the 28th of July, 2016. I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye.
And I'm Praxedes Jeremiah.
And tonight on the Women's Roundtable, we are looking at the nomination of the United States former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton as the first woman to lead the Democratic Party as its first female presidential candidate, who will battle Republican billionaire Donald Trump in the November presidential elections. What can Zimbabwe learn from this democratic process here in the United States? What are your views on the issue?
If you want to join us for the discussion, you can call us on 001-202-619-2077. The number again, 001-202-619-2077. And we'll call you back.
And a live talk goes out to Zimbabwe on the 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930, 13860 and 15460 kilohertz, Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m. But ladies, as you know out there, Thursday is your day. Pano pachina chemadzimai.
Olesine lobo mama, sikona njalo ebulenjini. We are on the web on voazimbabwe.com, loba voa. Shona.com, Lobanjalo, VOA, Ndebele.com.
And don't forget that we are now live streaming, so please hurry to your Facebook pages and like our pages, VOA Shona, if you haven't done so already, VOA Ndebele and VOA Studio 7, so you can join in the conversation.
Ini Masirina Chikasha, mtungamiri wa ebati urinonzi ADP. Kuna kwa ndu kuita zhukuitika kwa Amerika zhinti notifaga ni kutisumu zira zhukuro sase wanu kazi. Ndiruku farachezo kuti kujimbo zakaita sana Britain. Takona mkazi alipa mberi kwa Amerika, takona o mkazi a nominate kwa for the first time we see America kutave mtungamiri rebato ogurure kwa Amerika. Ndinoona kuti zhumi zhani nguwa. Takango zvitarisira takamirira kuti zvitike nekuti vakadzi vane chimwe chinhu chavanounza kunyaya dzepolitics vanounza moyo munyoro vanounza kupolisi akapfavirira akarerekera kuona kuti vanhu vararama zvakanaka mirizhonga iriko pasi rose hondo dziri kungorwiwa nyaya dzeterrorism nezvimwe zvakadaro ndinoona kuti ivo vakadzi vari kusimuka izvino vakabatana vakataurirana vanogona kuwirirana zviri nani pane zvaazvichiitwa nevarume saka chinhu chinondifadza zvikuru chemunhukadzi andinoona kunge zvakatotanga kuitika muZimbabwe nekuti iye zvino mungatarisa tine vanhu vakaitawo sana mai Mdhuru vari kumhanyawo nebato ravo ininiwo ndiri kumhanya nebato reADP apa tiri kuwana varume vanotisapotawo nevechikadzi vanotisapotawo saka zvinhu zvatakatotanga tatotanga kuitawo muZimbabwe saka kuona kwangu zvingori zvinhu zviri kuitika pasi rose kuti vakadzi taakutanga kuonekwawo taakutanga kusimukirawo vana Theresa May vana Nicola Sturgeon iyo vana Hillary Clinton vana mai Mdhuru ininiwo tiri vanhu vakuti takashedzwa kunyaya dzepolitics ngatimbopindiraiwo tione kuti hapana chatingakwanisi kuchinja here. I'm very pleased the developments that are happening not just in America but all over the world. You're seeing the rise of people like Theresa May. We're seeing the rise of Hillary Clinton. We're seeing powerful women like Nicola Sturgeon, Angela Merkel. And it's something that's actually, you know, we're seeing this pattern emerging in the first world countries, and we're emulating and hoping that this same pattern will emerge in countries like ours. We've risen up in countries like Zimbabwe as women, the many women that are now participating in politics, even though it's nowhere near enough. And we're just hoping that this trend that has started is going to be something that spreads like wildfire on the continent of Africa.
Welcome. If you're just joining us tonight on the Women's Roundtable, we are looking at the nomination of the United States former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton as the first woman to lead the Democratic Party as its first female presidential candidate who will battle billionaire Republican Donald Trump in the November U.S. elections. What can Zimbabwe learn from this democratic process that we're seeing happening right in front of us here in the United States? What are your views on the issue, PJ?
Yeah, Marv, last night the Democratic National Convention entered day three and was graced by some of the party's powerful figures, who included President Barack Obama himself, his vice, Joe Biden, and Hillary Clinton's running mate, Tim Kaine, who gave persuasive speeches in support of the former Secretary of State. They all attacked the Republican presidential candidate, Donald Trump.
Let's take a listen, PJ. I think we saw pictures earlier on of President Barack Obama speaking there with Hillary Clinton. But I think right now we will go on. Mm.
Meanwhile, in Zimbabwe, yesterday, President Robert Mugabe said he is going nowhere while addressing ZANU-PF supporters and war veterans at his party's headquarters.
I think we actually have a clip of President Mugabe telling everybody that he's going nowhere. So let's take a listen.
As long as the party still wants me to serve, and if I still have the energy and still have the life, and the blessings of God, I'll continue.
That there was President Robert Mugabe speaking in Harare yesterday. I believe we now have President Barack Obama of the United States ready. So we can take a listen to what he said yesterday at the Democratic Convention in Philadelphia, currently underway.
The demands of the Oval Office. You can read about it, you can study it, but until you've sat at that desk, you don't know what it's like to manage a global crisis or send young people to war. But Hillary's been in the room. She's been part of those decisions. She knows what's at stake in the decisions our government makes. What's at stake for the working family, for the senior citizen, for the small business owner, for the soldier, for the veteran. And even in the midst of crisis, she listens to people and she keeps her cool and she treats everybody with respect. And no matter how daunting the odds, no matter how much people try to knock her down, she never, ever quits. That is the Hillary I know. That's the Hillary I've come to admire. And that's why I can say with confidence, there has never been a man or a woman, not me, not Bill, nobody, more qualified than Hillary Clinton to serve as President of the United States of America.
We heard there from U.S. President Barack Obama talking about Ms. Hillary Clinton and why he supports her candidature, PJ.
Mm-hmm, that was powerful.
Yes, but you have an equally powerful woman coming up, so tell us who she is.
Earlier on in the week, United States First Lady Michelle Obama addressed the convention, stressing that she trusted Hillary Clinton as the next leader of the United States. Clinton has come under attack by voters on the trust issue. Let's take a listen to what Mrs. Obama had to say.
And when I think about the kind of president that I want for my girls and all our children, that's what I want. I want someone with the proven strength to persevere, someone who knows this job and takes it seriously, someone who understands that the issues a president faces are not black and white and cannot be boiled down to 140 characters. Look, because and I am here tonight because I know that that is the kind of president that Hillary Clinton will be. And that's why in this election, I'm with her.
That there was U.S. First Lady Michelle Obama at the Democratic Convention earlier on this week, also endorsing Mrs. Hillary Clinton, PJ.
And today, Hillary Clinton's daughter, Chelsea Clinton, is expected to introduce her mother as she makes her acceptance speech at the Democratic Convention in Philadelphia.
And meanwhile, PJ, we are not forgetting our female leaders of some opposition parties at home. We had the luck earlier on to speak to Ms. Marceline Chikasha, president of the African Democratic Party, who says she was inspired by Hillary Clinton's nomination as the first female presidential candidate for the Democratic Party. And she's hoping that, you know, by Hillary Clinton breaking the glass ceiling, this really sets the pace for women worldwide. What are your views on the issue? And PJ, before we go on, we're lucky tonight we have an in-house guest. I will give you the pleasure of introducing her. She was a big hit here a few weeks ago.
A few weeks ago when she debuted on our program. Today, welcome back again, Mrs. Dorcas Wove. She is one of the gender media activists in Southern Africa as a whole, not only in Zimbabwe. Now she has migrated to the United States. Welcome to the program.
Thank you. Thank you for inviting me once again.
What are your views about this breaking of the glass ceiling?
It's shattered. It has been shattered. It's not broken. I am so, so excited to see women rise up and support each other. We need each other to be able to sustain all the challenges that we are facing because we are constantly being pulled down. So it's high time we realize that no, we have it in ourselves. Women can do it, and let's do it. I'm happy to see this happening.
Mumbotaurira vamwe vangange vari kuteerera vari kumusha izvezvi zviri kurevei zvatiri kuona zvichiitika munomu nekuti tanzwa mai Marceline Chikasha vachitaura ivo kuti aiwa ivo vafara nekuti semumwe wemadzimai vari kutungamira zvikwata zvezvati mabato ari kurwisa hurumende vari kuona sezvaitika munomu America zvichaitikawo kuZimbabwe imi munoti chii?
Ah, siya kujabulela sibili. Bomama, selizibonele. Kuqala bebesala ukuthi umuntu wesifazana angene endaweni ezithe xaxaxa. Manje uma sesibona umkhokheli welizwe lonke umhlaba wonke ujikelele unje esukuma umama wesifazana abantu bemvotela kube kuhle kunjalo thina singehluleka na. Sifanele ukuthi sifunde silandele. Kodwa esikubona ekhaya lakithi bomama a akulunganga. Sifanele ukuthi sibe yithe siphambili. Obaba bayachanisa abantu basihlukanise basihlukanise ekugcineni asitholi lutho kodwa uma sibambana angithi siyambona umama uHillary Clinton uza sibambele itorch uma sokukhanyisile lapha singehlule ukubona umgwaqo siyabona sithi nke yonke into uyayazi into yesifazana njalo ngimbona engumuntu okhanya efuna ukubambanisa umuntu wonke kungakhethi ukuthi ungumuntu wesilisa ungumuntu ongumfazi umuntu oyimigrant njengoba nechila uPJ ukuthi thina singabali sifuna ukuthi basithathe njengabantu banye ngoba abantu mabesebenza behlangene kunengabangakulungisa so hayi mina ngwami ujabulile kakhulu ndirikufara chaizvo ndirikushaya kuti ndopemberera sei nekuti hava zvaitika ka aiwa hatingagone kuzviita isu vekuZimbabwe
saka chii chingadzidzwe ipapa nevari kumusha pari zvino nezvatiri kuona kuno nekuti tanzwa zvemutungamiri wenyika vapresident Robert Mugabe vachiti inini ndiri pano hapana kwandiri kuenda
zvinorwadza zvavari kuita. Because vataura kuti as long as vachikwanisa kuita kutaura kufamba kuita pati vedwe kwese kune date yekuti uno retire. Ko chii chiri kuita kuti varambire pachigaro ivo vechidiki varipo. Uyezve tirikutaura vana vedu vakadzidza zvekuti du ndivo vanokwanisa kunyatsoongorora zviri kuitika votibatsira. Nemazano ekuti pakati vanozvifambisa so. Ivo voramba vari pachigaro. Havachakwanisi kana kufamba. Saka chii? Inini zvinondishamisa.
Maybe before we go further, PJ, I'll just take, as we live stream, we have Amanda Bernard Peters, who says, so hope Zimbabwe leaders learn from what we're seeing happening in the United States. So we thank you for joining us. And she's saying, why not, you know, have fresh minds to come up and give Zimbabwe a try? Look at how many graduates we have and brain drain just continues. Yet we can make a better Zimbabwe only if Zimbabwe, you know, leaders are able to bring in these fresh ideas. So we thank you, all those that are live streaming with us, PJ.
Only yesterday, Nizuro Chaye Pakava Nesanganore Coalition, Ilanganiso Ye Coalition for Graduates, Nanga Pambanis. Abantuana, we go amakauna, ogu graduata, bales gogu. Abanye ngabala ama PhD ama masters kodwa kabala umsebenzi bethengisa ama flowers lama kuthani lokho kwe airtime ezimodeni begqoke ama gown awo sebethe labo tajamuka taneta nise imsebenzi yona le elasithembisa yona uthatha wena intambo zombuso mongameli ingapi imsebenzi yangkhona asiyiboni ususifundisile ngempela kodwa ke phela chiyela lati
To Dr. Mbirazwe Shami Okaford, we see that you have joined us. So please give us your comment. We like for you out there, our listeners, and some those who are live streaming with us, to also give us your comments. And you can ask Mrs. Hove here some questions if you have. She's very knowledgeable about what is going on in Zimbabwe. She's just come from there, and she's witnessing history right here with us, Mrs. Hove.
Thank you. I'm ready for the questions.
So we'll just give you right, you know, one here in the studio. That what do you think are Hillary's chances when you look at what we've seen going on at the Democratic Convention and what we've also seen Mr. Donald Trump? He's fighting very much to also become the U.S. president. But is there a chance for a female president here?
I think there is. I think she's shown that she's a woman of muscle. Remember, she's coming from a background of experience, and nothing beats experience. It makes her just as at par with any other man, and we are tired of being pushed back. But she's shown that she's not just coming flying the woman's flag, but she is saying, here I am, I've got experience, I've been working as Secretary of State, I've done this and that. She's outlined everything that she's done, and she had the endorsement of none other than President Barack Obama, who highlighted the things that she has been able to do. They always say it's better somebody that you know who's proven themselves than someone that you don't know. They may talk well, they may say this and that, but you really don't know. So why not go for somebody you know? Me as a woman, I want to support women. I want to support those women who've shown that they know what they're talking about. And the little that I've heard her talk about is what unites people together as a nation, irrespective of who they are. But we come together as a nation to move forward the developmental agenda. And I think she has proven herself. And therefore, I really would want to see her. Like you've already said, she smashed the ceiling. But I hope that people recognize that and support her.
Tombo Tambira vamwe sisi tafi face tole. Vanesuje panupa live stream. Sisi taf nyora imvunzo yenyu. Tiri muno mu studio. Te chiona je do network is kunyazo famba yo shakanaka. Asi shwa tinge ta wana tisha vunza. Vari muno tina sisi dokas wove na sisi PJ also. You were very passionate in following the elections yourself. Although I won't say exactly where you were leaning, but but we're seeing history right here in America. PJ zvimwe zvatingadzidza isu semadzimai.
Zvakawanda kutsigirana semadzimai ndozvimwe zvandaona kuti mai Michelle Obama vanosimuka so passionately ende vanga vasingamboite fake aiwa vachinyatsotsinhira kuti uyu ndiye mudzimai wekutanga watoda kuti tise pachigaro chekuva mutungamiri wenyika yeAmerica.
Asi takati
pane zvimwe zvandaongorora ipapa kana ivo mai Michelle vane that charisma yekuti kana mune ramangwana vangangorana
aiwa ndozviri kutaura vanhu vakawanda asi chanyanyo ndibata ini semudzimai ndechekuti ivo vati pari zvino imi ndimi muripo zviri zvinhu
zvatisakangatitsigirei
zvisiri kunyanyoitsika takatarisa kuAfrica nyanya kumusha kuti mudzimai akawanikwa apa chinzvimbo chepamusoro vanenge vari kumashure ndo vanenge vaida kutotsikiridza kuti asakwiri
pull it down PhD
saka ndokumwa kudzidza kwatinoti tingatarise zviri kuitika muno muAmerica kuti tionewo kuZimbabwe kuchizo takaona mai Joyce Mujuru vanga vasvika panzvimbo inokwanisa kuti vakwanise kunge vachizo vamutungamiri wenyika nerimwe zuva asi mamwe
maleverage
ndiwo akashandiswa kuti vawanikwe vachivabvisa panzvimbo iyo yavanga vari asi sekutaura kuri kuita veruzhinji kana mwarati ndozvichaitika tomboramba takatarisa ameno sisi Dokas munozviona sei
pane nyaya apa mondiregerera ndichaedza kutsanangura ndichisanganisa chirungu
aiwa zvakanakaaanangura
kune zvimwe zvinhu zvaunonyatsotadza kuti ndozvitsanangura ndichiti kudii uye hlulu kuti uchaze kakuhlu kuti avantu vazwisisise kuti uchoyo so ndizawube ndihlanganisa isikhiwa lesintu
konke ndawonyaikuvea
kudala abantu babesithi behind every successful man is a woman itafula yathi giqi
apidigo
yathi giqi silibele nje silokho sizama njengabomama ukuthi siqhubekele phambili kodwa sisazi ukuthi sikhwela intaba efika khona le mayezini kodwa siboneni bengibukela umfanekiso nilandela indaba le ngabona kulo mnye umfanekiso nihlaba inhliziyo yangingena phakathi ngazi semhlengezela izinyembezi umfanekiso lo mfuna ukuthi ngiwudinge ngizongiwuthole umfanekiso lo ubutshenisa uObama lo Hillary Clinton bebambene bengathi futhi labo bezwa kuvela phakathi
kwenhliziyo yabo
bebambene lokhani ukuthi kunjengise into esizithi ngesilungu a picture tells a thousand words
yes I think we actually have that footage of President Obama hugging Mrs. Clinton I think we have it and who played
many things in that picture I saw a woman and a man embracing to work together to move forward
and actually handing over the baton
yes these are the most powerful people right now I saw people of different races the black the white coming together I saw a lot in that picture and I said yes now women have the power to move mountains if a man can now stand and say yes you go forward.
And he actually said he is better than she is better than himself and even the husband.
ladies, maybe before we carry on, I know this is really, you know, passionate. We have Mr. Chaneta on the line before he cuts off. Makadi, Mr. Chaneta.
Tinofara makaliwo.
Aiwa tinokuchingamidza itipeiwo pfungwa dzenyu nezviri kuitika imo muno muAmerica.
Tinoshuwira kuti kudai kuZimbabwe kuine utongi hwakadaro. Zvinhu zvaifambira mhuri yeZimbabwe zvakanaka. Asi munhu anotongoti mbangaiti jekerere yakadaro kana kuti pfungwa dzakadaro kana kuti kuvimbisa vanhu chokwadi sezvandiri kunzwa kuti ndozviri kuAmerica.
Imi chii chakanyanya kukubatai nezvamuri kuona zviri kuitika kunoku
chainye kundifadza nezviri kuitika ikoko kuti vakadzi vanobvumirwa kuita zvavanoda vanobvumirwa kukambenawo vachiitawo zvematongerwo enyika zvakasununguka zvisingarogwe vanhu zvisingapondwe vanhu zvisingapisire dzimba dzevanhu zvisingabiwe vanhu kana kuti kungodisapia munhu anzi hamene kwaakaenda anoenda kupi munhu
aiwa airo idama vachakanetsa aiwa tinotenda nepfungwa dzenyu muve nezuva rakanaka
Kharita.
PJ, we just heard there from Mr. Chakanetson also, you know, he's saying that he loved what he saw happening here. A woman being given, you know, her rightful place to campaign freely. Mm-hmm. And also, you know, to be given the same platform as the men. Nobody's saying, oh, because she's a woman now, she cannot do this and that. So he says he's very pleased and he hopes that one day we can see this happening in Zimbabwe, where people can campaign freely without disappearing. I think that's the last statement that he made.
Yes.
That it's surprising that you're told people disappeared. How do people disappear?
Mm-hmm.
And he found
really?
That, you know,
yeah.
you know, a little disturbing.
Technology. You were saying, Marv, that we have that footage of...
Yes, we do. But, you know, our system sometimes, you know, but we do have, you know, that's... I think we're playing it actually in the beginning of the show, but we'll play it later. But let's acknowledge some of the people that have joined us on the live stream. We have Sam Muringai, who says, I think he's referring here to President Robert Mugabe. He's afraid to step down because of the genocide crimes that he has committed during those 36 years of brutal rule against the people of Zimbabwe. And we also acknowledge Onward Mashiri, who has joined the conversation. Please give us your questions or your comments. And Lucia Stella Mabugu, she's always joining us, and we're very proud to have you. Lucia Stella Mabugu, please give us your comments. PJ.
Yeah. Abaningi sibili abalandelayo likhumbuleke ukubana sikhona siya streama live ku Facebook yethu ekhasini lethu le Facebook ele VOA Ndebele njalo sikhona ku VOA Shona sikhona njalo ku Studio 7 live talk ekhasini lesingizi lisilandele khona lapho lifake ama comments enu khona lapho njalo licabange ukuthi lislike ku Facebook lisilandele khona lapho lamhlanje ludaba olusegudwini la ludaba lukankosikazi Hillary Clinton osehlize kuthiwa yi-glass ceiling.
I think Mrs. Dorcas Moyo put it best. She smashed it.
Smashed
she
it.
Did shattering. Not
uvele uyismashelo khona ukuthi imvuthu nje sizibona.
Yes, is one.
Mind you move i window seli la pela phansi sehlula yini ukuthi singene PJ.
And that picture actually it touched me because of our those who were looking, our daughters who were looking at that picture, those who were watching that video. It inspired them
very much.
Ubanika labo idlabuzane lokuthi lami kusasa.
Anybody, any
yes,
woman
anybody
can do
can
it.
Do that. Yes.
And
yes.
also, I think what we are learning from this process is that if you have the right people around you, surround yourself with good people that back your idea, you know, that believe in you. That's what we're seeing. I mean, she has really good support. She has Vice President Biden, who spoke on her behalf.
Yes.
She has a running mate, Tim Kaine, who also spoke very highly of her, and
yes.
obviously against Republican
and
Donald Trump.
And all the other women that spoke were really speaking highly of her. And even the billionaire, Bloomberg.
Oh, yes. Of course, there are, you know, there are also critics who also have their issues, which include, amongst other, the trust issue. And I
yes.
think that's what most of the speakers were trying to, you know, fight against or to at least correct the picture. I don't know. What was your take, just in conclusion?
In conclusion, you know, you asked a question that we sort of have left aside. And I think it's an important question. What is it that Zimbabwe can learn from this? I think there are so many lessons. First of all, we went to war for a reason, so that everyone would be able to enjoy their rights. At that time, what did the Smith regime say about our freedom fighters? They were called terrorists. They were called all sorts of derogatory names. We were not allowed this. We're not allowed to congregate. So many things that we're not allowed to do. Look at what is happening now. It's a typical reversal of that, but now with a black face. People who are trying to have their voice heard are being silenced. They are being literally beaten in broad daylight by the very people, the police, who are meant to protect them. How do we then expect a woman to emerge and talk what is coming from her heart when she does not have protection.
Yeah, time is not on our side, so we are going to ask our guest, Mrs. Dorcas Hove, to just stay, you know, with us here in the studio, and also to our valued listeners who are live streaming with us. We're going to be losing our radio listeners at this point in time, but don't forget, we are live streaming on Facebook and also on our website, www.voazimbabwe.com. So please stay tuned. I'm Marvelous Mhlanganya Huye.
Sesivalelisana labalaleli bethu abaseredweni abemsakazweni okwamanje, kodwa ke siyaqhubeka kweminye imizuzu engamashumi amathathu si-live streamer. I'm Praxedes Jeremiah.